to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. Welcome to another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop, coming to you live from the studios of NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM, simulcast on Facebook Live, and also on LVSportsNetwork.com. Joining us as usual, as he has for the last 17 years, I think it's closer to 7. He said 17, he probably feels more like 17 or 20. Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer.
Johnny Scott, what's going on, man? We got some sports to talk about.
Well, I want to talk about weekends first. How was yours?
My weekend was good.
Yeah? Did you ever get off the couch?
I did. Saturday night, I made it out.
Because you looked pretty comfy on the couch there.
I was.
Watching some murder series.
I was watching a TV show, which I...
Animal Kingdom, but it didn't have anything to do with animals.
Well, it depends. The people in there act like animals. but I later found out it's actually based on an Australian movie from 2010 that was filmed in Melbourne. Same name, Animal Kingdom. Great show. Lots of fun. If you like debauchery, it's the kind of show you're going to like.
I like debauchery. In fact, I was at the AVN convention.
Speaking
of animals and debauchery, Josh, hand me that catalog, man.
Yes, sir.
The catalog. It's like a catalog of smut. Yeah. If you're anywhere near a computer, we're also on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Scott LV. So, yeah, I was there Thursday and Friday, and then a little bit on Saturday, and then I just went home and washed myself with Purell, and I had to burn my clothes, I think, is what I had to do. But it was fun. Amal met me one night. I got him into elegant. Joining us also is Amal Shah from VSINTULV.
Yeah, Jonathan gave me the hookup on the Elegant Angel Party. It was very good. It was definitely something worth checking out.
But they had wings.
That's not a place where you want to bring Amal.
They're evil angels. Yeah, because he's got ADHD and a bunch of other letters. So, I mean, talking to Amal for like any longer.
Like a pinball. Bing, bing.
Yeah. It's like all over the place. He sees a skirt and he's gone. Especially if they have wings and they're almost naked. Also joining us, former Major League Baseball pitcher and all-around good guy, Josh Towers.
Yeah.
I think I missed a good weekend.
Well, you went to Orioles.
You were doing some pretty cool stuff.
I mean, I had a good couple weeks, I'm not going to lie, but Jesus, after that Elegant Angel show, I think I missed wings and clothes and wings. I didn't hear what you said.
There was wings, there was thighs, there was drumsticks.
Yeah. And I mean, we had a great time. Somewhere I've gone over here, I've got notes about.
We did, and Jonathan and I actually went to a dinner. We met one of the best looking waitresses in this town. We had a good time. My man Jonathan Scott here was throwing some mad game.
We went to MB Steak.
Yes.
We were at the Hard Rock anyway, and Mal said, "Where can we go where they don't?" Serve meat.
So you took him to the closest steakhouse.
I had to learn again the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian, which I still don't understand.
I explained it to you.
I'm never going to understand
it. We'll explain it to him later on, but I got to ask Jeffrey, because I have this prop sheet in front of me.
But before we get into that, I just want to talk about Josh was going on about his weekend with Orioles and camp.
Sorry,
and
all
that. Oh, no, I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't going on. You were talking
about
at AVN.
I was
letting
him hear. Yeah, that's what I was doing.
You're talking about the skirt.
Can't compete with AVNs.
Strippers and hookers and whores. Oh, my.
Seems like I miss it every year. I miss this.
Yeah, you said you're not in town for that.
No, there's always something going on with baseball.
You have to go at least once. It's definitely worth going.
I mean, we did interviews with adult film stars Caden Cross.
I know who she is. Whoops.
You know who she is?
No, I didn't say that.
Know her.
Man, if you're listening, I have no idea who she is.
Know her. It's an old Second City throwaway line, but I can't say it on the air. Bree Mills and Evil Angel owner John Stagliano. And John was a Chicago guy, so we, of course, immediately started talking about food. We had a great visit with comedian Pauly Shore and his posse at one of the after parties, The Weasel. We were with The Weasel. His dad, legendary comic Sammy Shore, is 90 years old.
He doesn't look a day over 110.
Sammy Shore lives here in town. He does great things with animals for those pet lovers and doggy lovers. Sammy Shore, I don't know if he's still doing
it. It's just so weird when you're talking about the AVNs and you're like, he does great things with animals.
Well, the weasel didn't want anything to do with anything other than the women at ABN. I mean, that was his whole...
Shocker.
What else is he doing these days?
Nothing. He asked me nothing.
Literally.
And I was, you know, I met him with his dad a few years ago, so I've met him before, and I had to respect him because he was, you know, imbibing in liquid refreshment and didn't want any photos or videos, and so, but, you know, by the end, you know, a couple... hours in, he was putting his head, hand on my shoulder.
He was asking you for your photo.
He was asking anybody. But it was pretty wild. It was in the party was in the old 35 steak place at Hard Rock. And Hard Rock was just like crawling. It was almost like they let roaches out. Because it was like everywhere that you turned, there was fishnets from Nebraska. And it's like the circus is coming to town, really. Between that and the World of Concrete, it was kind of an odd mix at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Well, they weren't all at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, they were.
World of Concrete wasn't.
No, World of Concrete was not. That was at the convention center at other hotel properties. So, all right, you don't want to talk about the baseball Orioles thing?
No, I mean, I had a good time. I went on this cruise for a week. We ended up in some place called Roatan, Honduras. And
where?
What country? Yeah.
Roatan, Honduras,
Central America?
We went to a bar called Hole in the Wall.
Do they have electricity?
They did, but here's the deal. You can't get there any other way by boat. Once you're on there, you're on there.
You can't walk,
you can't drive,
here.
You can't do anything. It's boat only. One of the coolest places I've ever been in my life. How they found it, I have no idea.
You throw a dart at a map and say, let's go to Honduras.
I don't know what he did.
Former Baltimore Oriole people.
So we took a 45-minute car ride. We hop on a boat, and that was it. And Captain Ed, who ran that thing, told some of the greatest stories ever. He's an old pirate, man, from back in the day. Anywhere in the Keys, the Bahamas, any of those islands, man, he was telling some great stories. I missed that guy already.
Did you do any deep sea fishing while you were out there?
No, I wanted to. See, right off Roatan is like the second largest reef in the world. I think next to the Great Barrier Reef. And we couldn't go because
there's another reef on Industrial.
There is. There's a couple of them, actually.
That's a different kind of reef.
Compares to that, though. So we had fun, man. And then we had fantasy camp with the Orioles, where we call it Dream Week. People get to come and be Orioles for a week. They get to do all kinds of things, live off the fantasy, and it basically mimics what spring training would be like for us. We actually played the Pirates. So guys like myself came in to coach. Some of the most fun I've ever had, to be honest with you. It was a good time. But
now, did the Pirates also bring in their old school players as well?
Yeah, so it was cool.
Come on.
Like Grant Jackson, Buck, one of my old coaches, was actually one of the guys who coached there. I just hear my name being yelled at as I'm walking off the bus. I'm looking around.
Towers!
Yeah. Thought I was in trouble again.
Any Bobby Bonilla sightings?
No, Big Willie Jack Wilson was there. That's my old buddy. We went to school together, and he played for a long time. He's one of the younger guys. And then, I didn't really look around too much for the Pirates who was there, but John Candelario.
Did they wear those old school unis with the hats?
I was just going to ask if Kent Tekulve was there with the glasses.
Didn't see Kent, man. That would have been cool. We got lucky, though, for us. Like, Jim Palmer showed up, and obviously
that's
a Hall of
cool.
Famer, but he's still relevant with the Baltimore Orioles, him and Rick Dempsey doing all the TV work. So for those guys to have Jim Palmer show up was a really big deal, and
he did
a good
job. Did he
do
an underwear commercial?
He did back in the day, and he still talks about it today, under the truth.
Isn't he known for his underwear commercial?
Yeah, he was.
You're way too young, Jeffrey, to remember that.
None of the Ripkins showed up?
No, you know, Billy's on TV and Cal's,
I love watching
he's
Billy.
All over the place. Yeah, I do too. He's fun.
Dad? No dad?
Father's been passed away for a while.
I didn't even realize that. I apologize.
Yeah.
My condolences to the Ripken family.
So how was your arm? Did you get a pitch?
I didn't have to. Actually, I thought we were going to have to throw, and it turns out they played against each other the entire time. So really, I just had to make sure I didn't kill those guys. That was the whole key.
Do you still throw at all? I mean, I know with your boys, do you get out there and throw a little bit?
I tried. I actually prepared a little bit for this just in case I had to. But yeah, I throw with those guys all the time.
No,
not for the show.
How long does it take to warm up these days?
I mean, I can play catch like normal, but as far as asking me to do anything past that, it gets a little complicated.
How many Advil you need?
Advil's not strong enough.
Go right for the Vicodin. Just go right for the Vicodin. Why mess around? So we saw our friend John O'Donnell, who's watching, also J.O.D. over at NBC.
J.O.D.
Yes. NBC Steakhouse.
He's a viewer, and we saw our friend Diane Davis over at the Evil Angel, Elegant Angel party. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. That's on Facebook Live if you want to tune in and join the madness on the computer. Big Dogs Beer Fest was a huge success. Weather was awesome over the weekend. It's going to be in the 70s all week this week.
It's crazy.
We enjoyed the music of Hang Dynasty. Rocked out. Chef Sergio had an amazing chili verde. You would have loved it. Jeffrey with a G. Live music on the porch starts again in March. Shout out to the main man, Big Dog Kurt Wiesner. Brewers Amanda Kohler and Bo McDonald had my fair share of brewski over the weekend. That was Saturday. If you want to see a hilarious show, catch the Misbehave Game Show at Bally's Back Room. You've got to experience it to really get it. The audience is split between those with iPhones and those that don't have iPhones, and the mayhem ensues. Also at Bally's Backstage is comic Tom Green, who you may remember from his Tom Green Show on MTV. In fact, we've got a pair of tickets to give away to the Tom Green Show if you give us a call, 702-365-9200. Be the fifth caller, 702-365-9200, and Ari will take your name and number, and we'll get you hooked up with a pair of tickets to go see Tom Green over at Bally's. 702-365-9200. For classic rock, check out the Tenors of Rock at Harrah's. Thursday, Backstage Bar and Billiards in the Fremont Country Club are celebrating their fifth year anniversary with the Reverend Horton Heat. And you can visit their website for deets, as the kids say, deets. No more details, it's deets. Friday, we're going to be hosting our live on Facebook video podcast with Chef Carla Pellegrino. Always a good time at Bertalian Italian Restaurant on Eastern and Horizon Ridge in Henderson. Clearly, and as Jeffrey would say, arguably the best pork chops in Las Vegas, and that's at Bertalian. So that's a few little side notes of things to do around town. And I guess it was some football that was kind of played over the weekend.
A little bit.
I couldn't hold my attention.
Are we talking about Amal the Pro Bowl? That was a joke. They need to they just need to do away with it.
As bad as it was better than the NHL All-Star game.
It can't be.
I'm thinking that I must not have tuned in for a while on this thing. So now they don't even tackle anymore?
That's my point, Josh. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I was only watching because we had it on in the studio in Veasan, and I'm watching it, and I see, like, these guys, as soon as they, like, get around them, it's like practice.
Whistle.
They stop. Yeah, whistle. I was like, forget
this. Actually, it's funny because there was a play late in the game where, oh, my goodness, the wide receiver from Seattle,
Dougie Baldwin yeah,
caught a ball over the middle. They were playing slap and tickle with him. He ran right by them and brought it back, saying that they stopped his forward motion.
Well, Le'Veon Bell did the same thing. You know how Le'Veon likes to stutter step and then go? He stutter steps and they blow the whistle and the play's dead. He's like, bro, I've been doing this
for years.
I haven't done anything
That's
yet.
My move.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible, but I didn't like the hockey either. This new format they have.
I don't know. I used to like North America versus the world.
Just play hockey. Give me five guys against five guys for three periods, please. None of this two-period, four-on-four. I don't even know what I'm watching anymore. It's terrible. Having said that, a little Vegas history. James Neal scored the first two goals in Vegas Knights All-Star history.
And they're playing tomorrow night? Knights are playing tomorrow night against Calgary?
I believe so, yes. I have to double-check the schedule, but I believe
it should be a good game.
I am going to go. Mike Dreitzer's taking me to my first Golden Knights game. They're playing the Blackhawks on the 13th.
Oh, I thought you were going to Calgary tomorrow night.
Yes, I'm going to Calgary. I've never been to Canada.
What?
I almost went during the Vietnam War.
They probably wouldn't let you in.
That's why he hasn't been.
I've never been to Canada, eh?
They're not going
to
let you in.
They will.
No way.
Yeah, the only place I can't go to is Utah's because they don't allow Jews in Utah.
Huh.
I don't know if you knew that or
I
not.
I was not aware.
Have you been to Utah?
I have been.
Oh, well,
they didn't stop
you
me.
You could pass, I guess. You could pass for Gentile.
I'm an anti-Dentite?
You're an anti-Dentite.
Speaking of Seinfeld, Josh, I wanted to ask.
Speaking of soccer.
What did you guys lose, 20 or 30 people on the cruise? Don't you lose that on a normal cruise?
Oh, man.
That was George Costanza reference.
George Costanza. You know, Festivus for the rest of us. Anyway, I think we're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay where you are. Jonathan Scott back on Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. I don't even know if they still call it the game anymore.
The what?
Is it still the game?
Still the game.
Okay. I lose track on what our call letters are, where we are, who we are.
K-Bad.
It's a really different thing.
But the game. And it's 920 AM.
I like that it's K-Bad. I like K-Bad better.
Ari's pretty strong. You put two dents in that board.
The game. K-Bad, the game, 9:20 a.m., the game. And then if you want to listen to it as a podcast, or if you're out of town and you're watching, you could go to lvsportsnetwork.com, and then you go to you just hit the right station, and you go to podcast? So the podcast is live? No, that can't be live. Ari, come on now. Dun, 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 dun. The big game coming up in 6 days.
Yo, I was telling somebody on the flight, they were asking about this, and I said, we can't say that. She goes, what do you mean? I said, we can't say Super Bowl in Vegas. It's illegal. We can't do it.
You can't say it in promotions.
No, they don't. They had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, I could say Super Bowl right now. But right. If we were doing a promotion, we couldn't say Super Bowl promotion. We'd have to say, watch the big game here at Joe Schmo's Lounge. You know,
crazy.
Yeah, you can't say Super Bowl. Just like you can't say, let's get ready to rumble. You know, it's
That's
a trademarked.
He trademarked it.
Yes. He trademarked, let's get ready to rumble. There's
Michael
a bunch
Buffer.
Of other, Michael Buffer.
And his brother Bruce does all the UFC.
What's his little catchphrase? It's a little
he
bit
He has one, too.
Yeah.
Mine is eat well and party hard.
Huh. Shocking.
And if you're gonna
all
party
Saturday night at the AVNs.
the adult video awards. Again, a special thank you to Caden Cross, Pre-Mills, and evil angel owner John Stagliano. And the Weasel. It was a great time.
Don't weasel the juice.
The weasel. The Weeze. And I met some really cool guys, too. John Kelly was a great guy. But go to the Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV, and you can see some of the AVN interviews and stuff. So the line has moved on Eagles and Patriots. Now it's 4.5, or is it still
no,
dropping?
It's 4.5, man. There's a lot of Eagle money coming in.
A lot of money line Eagle coming
money
down,
line,
right?
Eagle money, straight line with the points. A lot of people are loading up on the Eagles. They're thinking that the line starting off at 5, I think in some places even 5.5, 6, if you got it early enough. Too many points.
So your friend Tom Terrific is no longer wearing the glove. The Michael Jackson glove is off.
Maybe.
And Gronk, I think, is showing up at practice.
Yeah, Gronk started practicing.
Even though he's not been cleared yet. Or has he been cleared for practice or takeoff?
He's been cleared for full contact practice, which would lead us to assume he will be playing in the game.
Yeah. So why do you think the line is moving down? Is it just strictly because money's coming in?
Well, typically that's what's moving the line. I think the real question is why is everyone betting on the Eagles?
Yeah.
Everybody wants Tom and New England to lose so bad.
He's right.
Happened so much.
Right. And so
guys, he doesn't lose. I don't know if we paid attention the last 13 years. The guy doesn't lose.
Couple things to pay attention to here, right? This will be the 8th Super Bowl under the Belichick-Brady regime. Every one of those Super Bowls, every one of those Super Bowls have been decided by 4 points or less until last year when they went to overtime and won by 6. Okay? So at the line at 4.5, 5, people are saying, hey, you know, let me take the Eagles with the money, that great defense. I mean, look what, with Foles at quarterback, look what they did to that number one Minnesota defense last week.
Yeah, but what have we talked about? They finally let him throw the ball. They babied him, other than the very first start when Wentz got hurt. They babied him every time after that.
And
finally,
they
just said, you know what, just let the kid play, and then look
Correct.
What he does. He goes and tortures you.
Correct.
How old is he?
Foles is not that
about
old.
About 28, 27, 28?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty young. So we've got like over 400 propositional bets here, and Jeffrey with the G and I were talking over the weekend about some of them that we like. You know, I've bet the safety, and it hit like 3 years in a row. And 1 year, actually, I was on a cruise, a Super Bowl cruise, when it hit. It paid 50-1 that year. Then it went down to 30-1, but it's considerably less now to bet the safety.
It is.
You got the sheets in front of you.
Because it has happened more often than not in the last 5 or 7 years.
Yeah, it never happened until Tom was about to take that sack in the end zone.
And he flips
that ball out of play to the left. And then all of a sudden, everybody's like, whoa, what just happened?
Well, and then we saw it again at the end of the Niners-Baltimore Super Bowl when the lights went out.
In Georgia. So according to our friend Jake Cornegay and company over at the Westgate Superbook, will there be a safety in the entire game is plus 600.
Love it.
Now, will there be a safety in the first half is plus 900.
Ooh.
And same for the second half. Nope, 900, plus 900.
See, the second half, it's more likely to happen because of that scenario with Baltimore, right? Late in the game, you have a larger lead. You take the safety on purpose.
I mean, the odds tell you that it doesn't happen very often. Plus 900.
I tell you some of the ones I love even more.
Go ahead.
Will the game be decided by exactly 3 points?
Well, that's this one right here.
Yes, is plus 375.
Has it ever happened?
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, the last time the Eagles and the Patriots played in the Super Bowl, the score, I believe, was 32-29.
Right. The first three Patriots Super Bowls against...
all three.
Against...
The Rams?
No. Well, Eagles. I said the first three in the Brady Belichick era.
Rams, Eagles, Carolina.
Brady Bunch.
Right.
All 3 points.
Right, all 3 points, exactly.
Then they lost twice to the Giants by 4.
Wow, they were both by 4, huh? Okay,
yeah.
Forgot about that.
17-13, and I want to say 21-17.
This is I think a teaser of teasing the Eagles up to 11.5.
Oh, yeah.
And then teasing the total from 48 to 41 is going to be a fairly common play in this game.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Do you want to explain to people that don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah, so a teaser affords you the opportunity to move the point spread 6, 6.5, or 7 points. You pay a premium based on which number you choose there. So if you do it at 6, it'd be like -110. If you do 6.5, it might be -120 or -130, depending on where you get it. If you do 7, it might be -140 or -150, again, depending on where you get it. And so you're moving the point spread to either side. You can move it in favor of the Patriots down from 4.5 to +2.5 if you took the 7. You don't really want to do that because if the Patriots probably can't cover the 4.5, there is a possibility that they could easily lose the game by more than 2.5 points. So if you wanted to tease it, you probably tease the Eagles up to 11, 11.5, and then tease the total either up or down, depending on which way you want to go.
And what's the total now? Is it 48?
48.
Still 48? I think that confused everybody even more. we go from talking about the AVN to teasing. You know, it has a whole other thing. I like the bondage display, by the way. I thought that was probably the funniest, is watching the people at the AVN doing the
Is that
bondage.
On the prop sheet? I didn't see it.
Well, you know, just about everything else is.
So
but, you
we
know,
just went from explaining
I know,
a teaser
I heard
to the
teaser
bondage
to
display.
Bondage, I know. But there's also 7 points. There's also, you could do 7 points. I know you're busy, you know, with that, but... 7 points pays +750.
That's what we call alternate lines, right?
That's not what they're calling it, but these are part of the propositional. You can go 7, 10, or 14. I just did that right in front of yours.
Right, so these are alternate lines. In other words...
But you cannot parlay them, by the way.
You cannot. But they do have a page, though, on
two pages,
props that you
pages.
Can parlay, which we did last year, and we hit it.
What did we win last year? What was the bet? Was it a safety?
It was Tom Brady's first pass attempt would be incomplete.
I love that one.
Along with...
I love it.
Hold on.
For no reason.
We gave the parlay on the air. It paid like 12-1.
Wait, yeah, you could parlay the props?
They have a certain specific
page
of props that you can parlay.
At what really? Book?
At the Westgate.
That's really cool.
So what did we say? We said there was going to be a 2-point conversion converted, and Brady's first pass was incomplete, and it hit.
That's what it was. So, yeah, there's that bet again. And what's interesting is you got to read the really small print on the 2-point conversion.
Why?
Because the 2-point conversion can't be by the defense.
Hold on a minute. The reason why I'm laughing that you said that. So yesterday we were on air and we were talking about that, and I brought that up, and they were giving me a hard time about it.
True.
I am so happy
That's a great point.
Thank you. Because I said that right away. I said, what if the defense has a 2-point conversion? They go, that counts. So now
it does not. Well, it depends on the book.
Exactly.
Look how excited you are.
Well, because they were giving me a hard time. They're like, what do you think? I'm like, okay. Listen, I'm sorry. I didn't realize everybody else also went to Stanford Law School.
But I can't even read that. It's so small. Look, will there be a 2-point conversion? Can you read that?
I'm staring at it and I can barely read it. Defensive 2-point conversions excluded. Okay, very good.
Yeah, it's excluded. And you can also bet, will there be a 2-point conversion attempt?
Yeah, I was about to
Where they
that.
Don't even have to make it, they
I
have
was
to try
just
for
about
it.
To
no,
do that.
So how about like when they don't kick the extra point, they just take a knee? That's technically a 2-point conversion fail.
You are correct.
We just saw that
that's a great
in the Minnesota North game. Yeah.
When would that ever happen?
2 weeks ago?
I really screwed so many people.
But by the way, you can get +125 just on the attempt.
Well, here's the thing. Also,
I don't know. I'm looking at this
on the off chance you have a bad snap on the extra point.
Yeah,
if the quarterback picks it up, runs around, and throws it, that's a 2-point attempt.
So, what about overtime when you don't have to kick the extra point?
So then
it's technically nothing.
No,
it's not even an attempt.
You won't get credit for that one.
By the way, as we all know, last year was the first time that the Super Bowl went into overtime.
Right.
I would bet it again. Yes, +700.
It's not enough odds to bet that.
Why?
Because if you think about this, 2% of the games in the Super Bowl are actually less than 2% have gone overtime.
Okay.
Based on the odds, it should be a higher number just based on the course over the season.
And clearly this was adjusted because of last year.
Right.
But
take
a flyer, man. These two teams are so evenly matched. No, why not?
Forget take flyers. Listen, we're here to win money.
Yeah, we're here to win money.
Okay, well, here to win money, real guys aren't betting props at 7-1.
I don't know, man. There's some skills out there.
You can steal some stuff out there, especially on some of the yardage ones. Absolutely.
But if you look at it, I mean, it's fun to go through them. It's like, here's one. Will the Eagles score in all four quarters?
It's probably
+350.
Wow. I like that. For yes?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I know you
I saw them go through Minnesota's defense. Well, how is New England's defense going to be different?
Amal, you had something to say?
No, I was going to say, it depends. If the game's a blowout like that Minnesota game was, then the fourth quarter becomes harder to score. I don't think we'll see that type of Super Bowl. We haven't seen a lot of those types of Super Bowls, fortunately, over the last 10, 15 years.
Correct. They have been a lot closer than what we saw from the Cowboys or the Niners.
What's New England? What's New England scoring all four? I'll bet a no on that. Like
one. Yeah, I didn't find that one yet, but here's another one. Will Tom Brady throw a touchdown pass in the first quarter?
No.
I bet you would bet yes on that.
I would bet no.
Really?
The Patriots have not scored. Yes,
not in the first quarter. Patriots not in the first half. Patriots, go for the second half.
Patriots have not scored a point in the first quarter, I believe, in the Belichick-Brady era in the Super Bowls.
Is that a true stat?
They scored three points last year in the first half.
Hey. Amal, if it came out of Amal's mouth, it's got to be
true. Are you questioning me here? Come on.
Not at all, but I don't remember the first quarter of all seven Super Bowls. Here's another interesting stat, though.
You roll me off the rack at 3 a.m., I can answer Super Bowl trivia for you.
In the Super Bowl era,
yes.
Quarterback leading the league in yards has never won the Super Bowl. Brady led the league in yards this year.
Well, that's because
Y.A. Tittle?
He wasn't playing in the Super Bowl.
I think the other four or five are Peyton Manning, Drew Brees.
Well, I was going to say, it's Drew Brees pretty much every
Brady
year.
Brady himself. Well, in 07, when he had that record year.
One of the things that gets overlooked, though, is to really be a great team, you have to have a running game. You have to be able to run the football.
Well, there's another underlying story there. LeGarrette Blount.
I agree. LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long both played for the Patriots last year.
For me, Blount is the secret weapon here because – I don't know if there's a revenge factor per se. I don't think he necessarily left on bad terms, but he did win a ring with New England last year and led the league with 18 touchdowns, and that boy can run hard.
And now he finds himself back in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Against who he won with last year.
I tell you what, he is a battering ram.
No, he doesn't have any hard feelings against the Patriots. He loves them. I mean, they kept him in the NFL, to be honest with you.
Here's another secret weapon to watch out for New England, Rex Burkhead. Belichick loved using him down. He was injured for the last three games of the year.
He's been hurt, yeah.
He has been, but he was a weapon when he was on the field with them.
Yeah.
And James White has seven touchdowns in the last three Patriot playoff games.
If you're staring at that, who's going to score the first touchdown, whoever you think it is, just cross them out because it's not going to be them. Pick the complete opposite from New England of who you think it's
going to
be.
No, I'm going with the secret weapons.
So which running back did you circle? James White? Yeah. Then I'll take Deion Lewis, whether he plays or not. I'll take him. He's
going
to score.
I'm betting on Blount.
I'm going with Blount and White.
I just Blount. I don't know.
And I like Zach Ertz for the Eagles. I think Zach Ertz could play a role here. I don't think the Patriots are great at tight end defensive coverage.
Perfect. I got Nelson Aguilar.
All right. Just remember, we've got a couple pairs of tickets to give away to go see Tom Green over at Bally's. Give us a call, 702-365-9200, 702-365-9200. Win a pair of tickets to go see comedian Tom Green. We're going to take another commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Ba-ba-ba-doo-bow. Hi, I'm Lisa Gay. Many of you know me as a Las Vegas entertainer and vocalist. Now, after singing and dancing on stage, there's nothing I enjoy more than compassionate massage therapy for my body, mind, and spirit. I'm here to invite you to relax with a stress-free massage at our new Udomon Spa, located at Eastern and St. Rose Parkway in Henderson. Udomon Spa offers 8 private massage suites with a couples room for you to enjoy the pleasure and serenity of professional massage. Relax with a deep tissue massage, taking yourself to your happy place with soft music and lighting in a clean, licensed, safe environment with trained, experienced healthcare professionals working on relieving your stress. Receive this week's special, a true hour full massage for only $59, a savings of $40. That's $59 for a full 1 hour massage at our new Udomon Spa, located at St. Rose Parkway and Eastern near Lowe's. To schedule your appointment, call 702-566-3800. Again, that's 702-566-3800. La-da!
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them.
Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Vegas nonstop back here on the air on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. where the great ones live. I just added that line. Do you like it? Where the great ones live.
Especially while we're listening to Mick Jagger.
He's still alive.
I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
You know what? I've been. You're not a Stones fan?
No, I'm not.
Beatles?
Yes.
No, Barry Manilow.
Nothing wrong with Barry Manilow.
I told you.
I told you.
Oh, Mandy. Hey. You came.
I'm going to give you my top three and we're moving on. Beatles, Michael Jackson, and Jim Croce.
Wow.
Was it you with the Jim Croce?
Yes.
No, there was some other. Rebecca. There was a woman. It was Rebecca.
Both of them.
Who's Jim Croce?
Jim Croce?
Exactly.
Did he just say that?
Yes.
Big Bad Leroy Brown. We'll have to cue it up on
the next
commercial. Anyway, we're giving away pairs of tickets to go see Tom Green at Bally's backstage. We had a couple of winners, and Ari's got their names. So if you want to go see Tom Green, give us a call, 702-365-9200. Shout out to Votto Cigar Store inside Binion's Casino, offering its own small batch hand-rolled cigars plus accessories. It's inside Binion's, 128 Fremont Street. That's Votto Cigars. You can give them a call at 702-366-7327 or Google it, Votto, V-A-T-O Cigars. Also, a new massage spa has opened up called Edamon Massage on Eastern and St. Rose Parkway. They're running a special full one-hour massage for $59. Normally, it's $99, so it's a $40 savings for a full 60-minute massage at Edamon Massage on Eastern and St. Rose. Clint Holmes, our good friend Clint Holmes, who was nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. Didn't win, but nominated.
Was he really? That's impressive.
And his friend Earl Turner. They're opening February 14th on Valentine's Day at the Westgate Showroom. And we mentioned Misbehave Game Show, which is my new favorite show in town. And Tenors of Rocket Harris. Also, Righteous Brothers are in town. It's, you know, always something to do here in town. So we're talking about props. I want to talk about the Grammys. Did anybody watch the Grammys?
No.
Can you give us a little insight into Clint Holmes, what he was nominated for?
One of the songs was called Rendezvous, which is a song about his dad taking him to hear music and scat singing when he was growing up in Buffalo, near Buffalo area. Yeah. And I don't remember the other song that he was nominated for. It's a jazz category, so it wasn't in the main. It was like the little stuff that they do. It's not long enough at 3 hours. But what gets me is that all these award shows now have turned into political forums. I mean, I want to be entertained. I don't necessarily need to hear about your political agenda, whatever it is, pro or con. And they even had Hillary Clinton on the Grammys for Best Spoken Word, reading Trump's, you know, the book about Fire and Fury or whatever that is. You didn't watch, so you don't know what I'm talking about.
Why would anyone want to watch that?
The Grammys?
No, her.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, when does the award show stop being a political platform? It's just what happened to just the entertainment? I don't need to hear your opinion. I don't care about your opinion because you're a rapper and you hate the police. But
that's their biggest stage in the world. And if that's the one chance they get to voice it, that's what they're going to do. I mean, it is what it is. I may not agree with it, but
I don't know if the ABN people... Awards did that.
Once again,
they're thinking their mother of Jesus is, you know, which is funny in itself, right there. Really, you're winning out the award for best oral stimulation, and you're thanking your mother and Jesus. I could say oral stimulation.
You can't say that.
I could say that. I can't say the other.
Which part's no good? Thanking mom and Jesus? Or?
I can say your mom and Jesus. Anyway, back to the props at hand here. Do you want to get any others that you want to pick out? Or you want to talk about Federer at all? You don't want to talk about tennis at all?
You mean the GOAT?
Listen, if we're talking football, we'll talk football. We can talk Federer,
you don't want
too.
To jump around.
Well, I can't keep up with you.
Listen, House of Pain, I can't keep up. He's right. Let's go.
You tell me he has
okay,
ADD?
Pick one.
I love the missed extra point. Will there be a missed extra point?
Why didn't we bet that last year?
Plus 300.
You
that
like
there
it?
Will be one.
That
I
there
do.
Will be.
I tell you why I don't like it. Because this game is indoors. Controlled okay. environment, very easy to kick in.
Fair enough. But most Super Bowls are in controlled environments no, other than Giant Stadium.
I think
it's
the pressure more than anything. I mean, certainly the weather, but the pressure of being in the big game.
I get what you're saying. That's a fair argument.
I think Gaskowski's going to miss an extra point, and the Eagles are going to blow
it. Dude, he's got like one miss in his.
I wasn't even going to go with him. I was going to say.
No. You're going to go with
Barrett. Yeah, I'm with you.
What's his name?
He's
Jason
a great
Barrett?
Kicker, Elliot.
Jason?
He's had a good year, but he's missed a
you're
couple.
You're all talking at the same
Jake
time.
Jake Elliott?
And I have my hand raised.
You can't raise your hand in here.
I've been doing radio longer. I know that if you talk all at the same time, the listener can't hear you.
Jake Elliott.
But you could also bet on the distance of the field goal
right.
in
the
these
first
props.
One over under 35.5, shortest one under 26.5, length longest over 45.5 or 46.5. The one that I liked in the props is Jeffrey. No defensive or special teams touchdown. And let me give you my argument as to why.
Fridge.
Well, Brady's not a guy that turns the ball over a lot. Nick Foles also is a guy who does not have a propensity to throw a lot of interceptions.
Only because he doesn't throw a lot.
Right.
I like that you said propensity.
Thank you. There won't be a lot of opportunities for punt returns because both punters are solid, and also you have now Kenyon Barner and Danny Amendola. Neither of them are burners in the return game. Generally, the kickoffs will be touchbacks, and then it really comes down to are you going to have either block punt or field goal return for a touchdown and or a defensive turnover for a touchdown?
I will remind you that Mr. Brady did throw a pick six last year against Atlanta.
Well, that's fine. I'll take my chances with Brady one time in eight games.
And I think that the Eagles' defense is even better.
I agree with that.
And I think that they have a very good chance of scoring a defensive touchdown against New England.
I think he's just going against me to be difficult.
Jonathan said, whatever Amal says, just disagree.
Hey, Jeffrey, I tell you what a great guy you are.
Controversy, as they say across the pond in London.
Josh, any thoughts on a defensive or special team score?
I mean, it's hard to argue with Amal when he starts talking like that. He starts breaking out stats.
He won't even notice,
it
really.
It makes sense, and it's like, now I want to bet. I want to bet whatever he bets.
He's already on the other thing, so it doesn't even matter.
He thinks numbers and facts make him right.
I know this guy.
Total number of different Patriots to score.
Over under 3.5?
Yeah, total number of different Patriots to score.
Does the kicker count? County,
that's exactly what I had to go to.
What does score mean?
Includes kicker, two-point conversion counts, defensive two-point conversion counts.
Hold on. So right away we got Gaskowski scoring. Right.
So we're going to say over under 2.5 is basically the number. Because
I'm going over.
You have to have three Patriots score.
Does three have to separate, be three separate people.
You have to have four.
Yes.
So we're talking about.
Because we're going to remove Gaskowski from.
Last year, James White scored three touchdowns.
Right.
That wouldn't count.
Right. He scored one. Well, Gaskowski is two. Then you need two other people to score. So you need Gronk or Brady to have another touchdown.
That's three.
And Cooks.
And what's the Eagles giving up a game? 12 points? What's the average they give up a game?
Their defense is very good. Yeah. I don't have the
number. You're talking about in general
or the last five games? Oh, I'm just saying the average for the season, good. Yeah.
And here's what you wanted to know before, G-Man. Patriots, will the Patriots score in all four quarters? Is plus 200.
And no is what?
Minus 250.
Yeah, I like no.
I would go no, too.
I'm with you guys on that.
But I wouldn't
lay
2.5 to 1
exactly.
To bet. There's no way because even, you're going to get hit with a field goal and you're done.
Will the Patriots get a rushing touchdown?
Absolutely.
What's the line? Minus 180. That's not
for yes. No, plus 150. Will the Patriots get a rushing touchdown in the first half? It doesn't change that much.
I'd rather stick
with
the game.
No would be minus 220. Total first downs by New England Patriots.
Over
23 and a half.
What?
Total first downs by the Patriots. 20. Doesn't that sound high?
Well, you got to remember. I'm sorry.
That should be what the completions are.
And don't forget, the Patriots get at least 5 via penalty, so you probably just need to get about 19. I see as Jeffrey rolls his eyes at me.
Yeah, I mean, that's because you're being so generous, Amal. It's more like 10 or 12.
Yeah, you're right.
So you like the under on that?
No, I think it's. Listen, here's my take on the props overall.
First.
If I don't see an edge in the numbers, correct, I tend to stay away from it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
the
not
one
a big,
I the one, one I mentioned one about the defensive touchdown, I think there's an edge in that one. Because look, to Jeffrey's point of a pick, yes, if there's a pick, you still have to return it. If you get knocked correct out at the 1 yard line, it doesn't mean anything.
No bueno.
No, exactly. And so I try to find props where I think it's gonna win, or if there's tremendous, tremendous value, it's worth taking a shot. Otherwise, I'm not doing the ones that I believe are like a coin toss. Right. Like that over under 23.5 to me is a coin toss, because you could have a drive theoretically where you go from your own 10-yard line, march it right down the field and wind up with, you know, if you got a defensive holding on two consecutive plays, that's two first downs and it's only 5 yards each. So in essence, you're limiting, I mean, it's kind of a coin toss on there. There's
look
no
at this
edge
one. Will the Patriots convert a fourth down attempt? Now, I can't even
convert
read that
or
small
attempt.
Convert.
Is there one for an attempt?
What does all that say?
Fourth down conversions made by penalty do not count.
Right, so if it's fourth and one, they draw them off sides, you're no good.
So will they convert a fourth down attempt?
What's yes?
I would say yes, of course.
Plus 115.
Plus 115.
Not worth it.
Exactly. Because if they're winning, they may not be in a situation
if
where they have to go
for
fourth. If you told
me it was 215, I'd say, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Because obviously everyone knows Belichick's notorious for
total
going
quarterback
down
sacks by the Patriots defense, over or under two. Again, not a lot of value, but over is one minus 135.
Well, you know why that's a good bet? Because it's two and not 2.5. So if you end up with a two, you still push.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I have one every once
you
in
do
a while.
You do. Even with your statistics and facts.
You
and
know what? They're making it tougher and tougher over at the Westgate because, you know, the parlay cards now are ties lose. And I would always bet the ties win card. No more ties win card.
Not at all?
No.
Just not for this game.
There wasn't for any of the playoffs.
Yeah, they don't do it during the playoffs.
Yeah,
during
regular season.
Well, they have in years past, but not this year, my friends.
Well, you know, Jay, you can take it off.
They were watching out for you, man. You've hit them too many times.
They hit them on the safeties.
On those 10-timers.
And will there be a missed field goal? What was the two bets that we liked?
When?
Will there be an incompleted?
He liked a missed extra point.
Missed extra point.
I like the missed extra point. Will there be a two-point converted, attempted and converted, I like. Will there be a safety? Will there be overtime?
Hey, just missed extra point. What was the other one?
Missed extra point I like. Will there be a two-point attempted? Yes.
Two-point attempt.
And then, again, two-point converted separate bet.
Two-point conversion.
Will there be a safety?
You like the safety. Well, you can only parlay two things.
Will the game be decided by exactly 3 points?
Or overtime.
And I also like overtime.
We'll go into overtime.
To Josh's point, what he was reiterating earlier in reference to the penalties, first penalty of the game, Eagles minus 125, Pats minus plus 105. Most penalty yards in the game, Eagles minus 150, Patriots plus 130. So you guys bringing your own refs from Boston, or how does this work?
You're telling me that because there's a 20-yard spread between 150 and 130, that's total Patriot yardage?
Penalty yardage, most
no
penalty
way
yardage.
Take under on both.
No, no, there's no over
no,
under
no,
there.
No, 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 it's no over under.
It's just which team will have
just,
the most penalty yards.
You know, which referees are going to go and give Brady a hug before the game and tell him he's the greatest ever and shake his hand.
They don't do
and
that on the
which
field.
Which ones are going to congratulate him after? We're not sure what's going to happen.
It's always there's an no envelope hugging in the parking lot.
Oh, no,
all right, we're going to take our last commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are. Goes out to Jeffrey with a G. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Casey Kasem, I know I've been dead for 5 years, but we're still counting them down on America's Top 40.
By the way, that's I think there's true at least two people that attempted suicide after that impersonation.
We don't joke about that.
Stop bullying.
Stop, wait until you get on an award show. Then you can talk about bullying and suicide and anything else you want to talk about.
Do that. I just get up there and say thank you.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you, Lord.
No, no.
All right.
Thank you. Two words.
Keep on rocking me, babe. Was that a Boston song? Tell me having to do with Boston, Jeffrey, with a G.
What's that?
The song that we just played, Keep on Rocking Me, Baby. Wasn't that from last week?
No.
Oh.
Wrong song.
Oh, what was the one what we listened to last week?
Stillwater. Not Stillwater.
Dirty water.
By the way, did you see this great, because we have ESPN on here, they're showing the dunk by Joel Embiid over Russell Westbrook.
No.
It was great. And then he said, he sent a tweet that said, send emergency personnel or medical services or something.
He sent it to Trump?
No, to Russell Westbrook. It was great.
Oh, no, I didn't see it. Again, we've got more tickets giveaway to Tom Green, comedian Tom Green over at Bally's. Give us a call, 702-365-9200, 365-9200. All right, fellas, this is the last segment. Any other props you want to talk about?
I do.
Yeah,
what
Jeffrey
do you
just
talk
circled
about
one right
I'm
now.
I'm going to go fun back to the one that I went with last year, which is, will the first pass by Tom Brady be incomplete plus
like
220?
Well,
And it's on the parlay page of the props.
Oh, so you can put it with something else.
So I'm gonna. Here's what I'm going to give the listeners. I'm going to give them a two-teamer on the parlay prop page at the Westgate.
Yes.
Here we go.
What's the number?
Bet number 66050. First pass by Brady will be incomplete, plus 220. And we're going to put that with LeGarrette Blount's first rushing attempt will be over 3.5 yards. Plus 125.
Oh, you're giving them like a 7-1.
You're marking on my sheet. I can't see it. It's so small, I can't even read it.
I'll do. I got my statistician doing the odds for us right now on the
statistician.
Amal Shah parlay calculator, sponsored by KBAD.
The Shah. The Shah of sports.
Do you have that app? I got it.
You need a handle. You need like a parlay, the Shah.
I got the Amal Shah parlay app.
it's actually the Amal Jay Shah School of Clock Management.
Everybody's middle initial is Jay.
I'm trying to recruit coaches to come in. Oh, you're Jay Shah now, huh?
I've always been Jay. That's my middle initial.
You stole his Jay.
No, mine's actually on my driver's license.
I don't know about that. I think you stole it.
Oh my God! Did he just question me?
I believe you.
No, I think he's questioning me. You're questioning my prop plays. You're questioning my middle name. What else are you going to question?
He hasn't been questioned this much since last weekend.
That is true.
So we're guessing that Kelly Clinton Holmes is at the Bootlegger tonight. Somebody asked me that during the break, and I think she is. Again, congratulations to Backstage Bar and Billiards and Fremont Country Club celebrating their 5th year anniversary with the Reverend Horton Heat. And that's going to be Thursday night, which I believe
is February 1st.
Are
you going to give us a prop play that you like?
I'm letting him read the sponsors. 6.2-1 on your two-teamer.
6.2. You said 7. You were close.
Close.
That means, folks, if you take those two teams, you put $100 on it, you're going to win $620.
All right, so Brady's first pass will be an incomplete.
Correct.
Right.
And that LeGarrette Blount's first rushing attempt will be over 3.5 yards.
You know, based on the fact that you can parlay those, that's actually a pretty good bet.
Just I know, because, I love it.
Listen, a pass can be batted down, anything can happen. He's throwing the ball away due to pressure, what have you. You know, somebody drops a pass.
I'm going first ball batted down. Early in the game, a little nervous. Not sure what's going on.
I'm here and I'm a little nervous. I can't even imagine out there.
Only
what do you think?
Super
Nobody's
Bowl.
Talking about the over and under 48.
Yeah,
I like the under.
Well, I'm with you. I think the game's going to go up. Josh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say it's such a good number that they haven't played over that in so long.
You'd say
the Eagles stopped. With Carson Wentz, they did, and then they stopped doing that all of a sudden. Every game has been, you know, really well outside of that throttling they put on Minnesota. So but 48's a lot, and these guys are conservative. Everybody wants to win. You saw what happened with Jacksonville last week. You start to change your game plan a little bit, and it's just a lot of points.
What do you like? Eagles money line? Eagles straight? What do you like?
Give us a prediction.
Honestly, on the game, I'm neutral.
Give us a prediction.
Come on. Neutral. You're not running for office.
I want to see the Eagles win. I just want to see them win. I think it'd be fun. But
do you think they do win?
Hey, it's Tom Brady, guys.
So would you take the plus, or would you take the money line?
So he's saying definitely yes to Eagles.
Yeah, so you're holding a gun to my head right now?
You have a propensity towards the Eagles, if I can use the word propensity.
Let me go to the book and ask the first ticket taker who's he taking the most bets on.
Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
I can't bet against my Patriots, but I would take the
Eagles. You did all season.
No. He's over here running his mouth about they're going to lose.
No, listen, I don't know if they're going to cover 4.5 points. I think they find a way to win the game because that's what they do. I see this as a 1 or 2 point game. I'll take Patriots. We'll have the same score as yesterday's Pro Bowl game, 24-23 New England.
I don't think Belichick has quite the coaching advantage in this game he did against Carolina, against Atlanta, against Philadelphia. I think Doug Peterson's a very good coach. I don't particularly like this game. I'm looking at the total. Hopefully it comes up to about 51. That's what Johnny Avello
you don't like
said.
The game.
Really?
Yeah.
It's going up 3 points.
Well, he said that's what his projection is by the time the public gets involved this weekend.
Prediction?
Oh, yeah.
I like the under.
Score?
I'm going to go with 23-20. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Wow.
I'm taking the Patriots and the over. I'll take the favorite and the over.
All right, I'll
lay the favorite.
I got the Eagles
over.
And the under.
Eat well and party hard, my friends. If you see us out, please say hello. Stop and say hi. Buy us a drink. Buy us a beer. Say hello and tune in on Friday. We're going to be from Britalian Italian restaurant. Jonathan Scott. Peace. He always said she was good as gold, and he can see no reasons.